our travel guide has entered the chat. Sally Lucas, good afternoon. Welcome along.
Afternoon, Mark. Haven't talked to you for a while. It's I know,
you've been looking in the wrong places. That's probably why I said the same thing to Dennis earlier. Now, a little later on, you'll be cruising, doing a bit of river cruising.
Yeah, well, this is some specialty cruises that one of the companies has come up with. They've decided to offer women's only, for example, some special music ones, family ones, market ones. So it's really nice. You can select, I guess, whatever your interest is, and you're on a cruise then with like-minded people.
Couldn't ask for anything more than that. But first, though, there's been a bit of things happening for travellers to the UK.
This certainly has. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago on the program, Watch This Space, about this new ETA, they're calling it. In America, it was the ESTA, but it's a new visa instead of a visa, you know?
Okay. All right.
That isn't a visa.
All right. So why not just complicate things even further? Right? Is that what's happened, or have they simplified it?
Well, we didn't need one before for the UK.
Complicated it, yeah.
Right, so there you go. Yeah. And it's going to happen with Europe as well, so we're still watching space on that one also for more information.
So in essence, what will that mean? We booked a holiday to the UK, take it from there.
I'll take it from there. Now, you'll need an ETA instead of a visa if you're coming to the UK for up to 6 months for tourism, visiting family and friends, business or short-term study. You can also go there for up to 3 months on what they call the creative worker visa concession, and you'd need to go onto the UK website to check that and see what a creative worker visa consists of.
So for some jobs.
Yes, some things. Also for coming to the UK for a permitted paid engagement. So you've been brought over there to do something. And if you're coming for any other reason, then you need to check if you need a real actual visa. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Now, what you can't do is, as I said, you can stay up to 6 months, so you can't stay longer for 6 months. You can't do paid or unpaid work for a UK company or as a self-employed person unless you're doing a permitted paid engagement or event or work on the creative worker visa concession. You can't claim public funds. You can't live in the UK through frequent or successive visits, marry or register a civil partnership, or give notice of marriage or civil partnership. Again, you'd need to apply for a marriage visitor visa.
So they've really tightened it up, haven't they? It's not just a case of I'll just go to the UK for a year.
No. I mean, it doesn't cost a lot, which is at least is one good thing.
But I'm looking at all of those exclusions, though. I mean, that's a problem. If you just want, I'll spend a year in the UK.
No.
Can't do it.
No. Not unless you are a creative worker or you'd have to have some. If you were applying for a job and you got the job before you left here, then you'd have to hope that what happens normally is that employer would facilitate getting that visa for you to work on their behalf. Mm. It's £10. You have to apply for it online.
At 10 grand?
£10.
Oh, what, $10?
Yeah.
Okay.
£10.
$20-ish.
Oh, ish, yeah. Everyone travelling needs one, including babies and children. You can apply them for other people, but you can't get a refund after you apply. So what you need before you start, before you go online and start doing this, your passport that you're going to travel with, access to your emails, a credit card, debit card, Apple Pay or Google Pay, and you'll need to upload or take photos of the passport, face of the person applying if you're not the passport holder, but they still want the face even if it is you, again, but you don't have to enter your travel details. That's really weird. I thought that was weird.
Yeah, it does seem a little odd. Now, apart from the fact that this is clearly a cash grab and more compliance because we need more red tape like we need a hole in the head, where is, at least what we're being told, what is the impetus on implementing this, Ali?
Well, this is going to take effect apparently, I think, very soon. I haven't got the date here with me today, unfortunately, because I didn't get back from being away till late last night. So I've just rushed this through this morning. So I'll have to keep coming back to you with more exact dates. But I know it's starting imminently. I had a feeling in my head it was November.
All right,
but
so
I'll double check that.
Well, yeah, very soon.
Yeah, but in case it is next year. But I just had in the back of my head that it was November.
Do we know why they've decided?
Well, they're doing it with Europe as well. I think it's because it's not so much because of us Aussies. I think it's, and we're one of the few countries where we can get one of these. There's a whole list of other countries that can't even get one. So, and then again, though, with the European Union, it's different for those countries. So I'm really only giving information at the moment, more specifically for us.
Sure.
But certainly I think it is to control, the people coming in, making sure they're not taking jobs from other people, that you're not trying to get in, slip in and work, that you are actually genuinely there just on holiday, study or visiting family and friends, I guess. I mean, that's I think they're the same for Europe. Like, we've already been able to go to Europe and stay 90 days in any of the Schengen countries. So even with the Europe one, it's going to be the same. You'll still be able to stay the 90 days, but now you've got to have a visa that's not a visa to stay the 90 days.
All right. So if you are looking to go to the UK and probably Europe...
Check with your travel agent, in other words, because
And be honest about why you're going so they can set you on the right path.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. I think we got through that.
I will come back with more when my head's a bit clearer, as I said. But, yeah, I will keep you updated on everything that's happening there with the UK and with Europe.
So. Clearly a cash grab as well. After that little jaunt through Europe, Sally, and the UK, I'm confused if I can even go anymore. But nevertheless, river cruising, generally a nice, relaxed type of holiday. And we're going to pigeonhole people into the spots of their interest groups. So this looks pretty good.
Exactly right. And I was actually reading this morning, trying to get all this together. Beautiful letter. It was written, I haven't got it with me, by a gentleman. I think she was from America, but she'd done a river cruise, wanted to do something special for a special birthday, but she wanted to take her two children and her grandchildren. So she had to find something that was going to suit everybody. Yeah. And she kept narrowing it down. She could think of an Alaskan cruise, but she thought, no, because every time she looked at the small ship cruising for there, the ships weren't the same quality as the river ships in Europe, and there was a lot of time just on and off zodiacs, and she didn't want to be active, but she wanted the option to be there for family. So I think this is what river cruising does. So again, you've got a small amount of people on board the vessel. You're getting really quality, beautiful meals provided.
For sure.
A lot of them are providing you with your drinks package as well, or some of them give you an option to buy a drinks package if you want it. But for the kids, like, there's lots of things they can do because they're right in town. So if you're taking your kids or your grandkids, you're not being ferried in on a tender from somewhere. You're there. You're right, tied up at the dock. You hop off. They've got usually always got bikes on board, e-bikes or whatever. And once you're in these lovely little towns, there's so many different things even for the kids to do. So they've got these what they call generational cruises so that people with families can enjoy that. And they've got quite a few of them available, some left for this year as well as for next year. Egypt and the Nile, I mean, that'd be fascinating for most kids, I would have thought.
Oh, for sure.
That would be a very fascinating area. Now, there's departures left for 2024 of that one in December this year if you're wanting a Christmas getaway. And also they're doing the same cruise. It's a 12-day cruise the following December as well. There's three departures this year and next year. But they're also doing the Danube from Budapest to Passau, which is just a short cruise. It's an 8-day cruise. And that's in July next year. There's two departures. And also they're doing the castles along the Rhine. And that, when you see all those beautiful castles and vineyards as you're cruising down the Rhine, it's just so peaceful and so beautiful. And that's another cruise for next year, Basel to Amsterdam, an 8-day one as well. And that's July and August. They're doing, as I said, on board all these sort of exciting shore excursions tailor-made for families, hosted by local experts, kid-friendly menus on all of these for each meal.
So nuggets and chips.
Yeah, probably. And they've even got a young traveller's table, which is a special dining table reserved on certain nights just for the kids.
Oh,
which
would, cool.
Which would be fun for them. Hands-on craft workshops tailored for them, a young traveller's lounge and game room complete with PlayStation games, movies, local treats, other onboard activities such as cooking classes and dessert making with the ship's chef and pastry chef. So, look, that's a lot of lovely things that they can do. Now, another one which will really appeal, I think, too, is the women's only cruise designed for women by women. Now, you said you wanted to go on that, Mark.
Well, see. So the problem is we don't know what you all want, but you do. So
anyway,
getting told.
This is a new one. It's their first ever women-only river cruise. So a passionate team of women have come together to create this beautiful week for these lovely ladies who would want to do this, with lovely breathtaking nights out and mingling cocktail parties and having good fun, basically. And it's doing Burgundy and Provence. So it's a beautiful part of France. And it's August next year. And there's an option as well if you want to do a three-day adventure to Cassis, which is considered the jewel of the water's edge in France. And you can have a couple of nights there prior to this cruise starting, if you so desire. So that's a lovely one for the ladies. There's another one called the Music of the Danube. And as you would understand, it's embracing history and culture of the Danube on those sailings, which is August, November next year.
Sure you'll hear some Strauss.
Yes, I'm sure you'll hear some Strauss. There's another one, a premium golf packages for all the golf nuts out there, brilliant Bordeaux in 2025. And they've got a couple of, there's some beautiful golf courses in France, I must say. I booked some clients on one once near Lyon, and they said it was absolutely stunning. So you can have 18 holes in Bordeaux and another one at a place called Grand Centre Avignonnais, and you're getting everything included for your golfing. And for our Jewish heritage people out there, there's a lovely one doing the Jewish history and culture along the rivers of Europe. So you can explore the Jewish history there with their proper program, one of its kind on their rivers, because it's a 2,000-year-old history of the Jewish people in Europe. And there's a whole range of actual dates and itineraries doing Danube and Prague, Rhine, Holland, etc. So there's for next year as well. And lastly, but not least, the of course, the holiday season itineraries that do all those wonderful markets. So everything from around November, December into the new year, you've got, you know, the Belgian holiday markets, the classic Christmas markets, Nuremberg to Frankfurt, Danube holiday markets, Budapest to Passau, Dutch and Belgian holiday celebration, enchanting Christmas and New Year's Eve cruises, and etc. Vienna, a whole range, Basel to Cologne. So there's a lovely range of holiday cruises there. So something I think there to suit just about everybody's taste.
Yeah, if you're not finding something there, you're not trying or not looking hard enough.
Exactly right, Mark.
Yeah, something for everybody. All right, Sally, talking travel continuing this afternoon with Sally Lucas on 2NURFM 103.7. Now, I know you've got them all in order, Sally, but I'm just going to ask the question up front.
Right,
the best sounding tour company award, you know who I think it is?
Hurtigruten.
They're in there somewhere, aren't they?
Oh, it better be. Down the bottom.
That's fine, as long as they're there.
It's all right.
All right, plenty of hot deals. Let's let's get into it.
Okay, firstly, Viking. They've had some wonderful fly-free sale offers on, and they're still continuing, subject to being available until sold out, of course. But the sale does go through till the 15th of November. So long as the one you want has still got vacancies on it, you've still got time. And they're really great. You've got fly-free on all 26 and 27 river voyages included. Even on their ocean voyages, you get free return flights for your companion. So you're only paying for one airfare when you book one of their ocean voyages.
I'd love that.
Oh, man, oh, man. And also on their expedition cruises as well, again, a free return flight for your companion when you book. So, and solo travellers also can enjoy a 25% saving off the single supplement on a range of sailings. Okay, so keep that in mind. Intrepid. They've also, that's the adventure-based company, that's who Scott just went with recently to do his climb to Machu Picchu, and he was very impressed with the company and the guides and the food they got and everything. He said, no, he'd give it a big tick. Anyway, they've got up to 15% off a whole range of their adventure-based trips all around the world, you know, whether it be Iceland, whether it be Greece, whether it be Spain, as we've just said, South America. Now, this sale, however, ends on September 30, so you need to get in a little bit quicker for that one.
Like 3 days.
Yes, 3 days. But they often extend it, so don't, you know, sometimes you'll find they'll say this is the last sale, and then you'll get them say, you'll suddenly get an email come in saying, oh, this has been extended.
Extended for another week.
So you never know. You could still be going a bit further. Now, Colette Tours have brought out an actual brand new itinerary for next year. It's an exclusive fly tour and cruise package. That's starting at around $15,000, but what you're getting with this is your return airfare from Sydney into Calgary and home out of Vancouver at the end. I think it's an all-inclusive package, so that's great. You know, you've just paid everything in one hit. You're doing 7 nights Alaskan cruise, plus you've got a week in the Rockies, including, of course, Calgary and all those beautiful areas, Chateau Lake Louise, Banff, etc., and then also 2 days on the Rocky Mountaineer with Silverleaf service. So this is a departure on May next year. It's got to be booked at least 6 months prior to departure, and obviously just subject to availability as per usual.
Just on your last one, Sally, and picking up on that topic of the deals wrapping up only got a couple of days, all that.
Yeah.
I reckon if you've been someone that's probably done a lot of travelling already and you're financially able, were there a lot of clients that kind of just sit there and wait for the deal and then just pick the eyes out of something?
Some do. As you say, particularly probably the ones that have already travelled before and have no restrictions as much, let's say, with time or holiday times. You know what I mean? That they can just say, okay, I can go next month.
Yes.
That's a good deal, I'll take it.
And they know that, well, we'll go on holiday somewhere between now and Christmas.
Yeah.
And then just they see a deal and go, you know what? Yeah, what do you reckon, hon? Yep, bang, done.
Few people do that, particularly once they've retired because they don't have that concern anymore, you know.
Yeah.
They've obviously worked out their income for their future or how they're going to spend it. And, you know, some people will. They'll just wait and they want to put it all into travelling, you know. And some do it.
I think of worse things to be putting it into.
Oh, yeah, I could too. Like towing
kids
a caravan.
Kids' inheritance. Sorry, kids.
Now, Ponant, that lovely French cruising company too, they've got a vessel they call the Paspaley Pearl, which does that area of the Kimberley. But what they've done, and it's not that old, but they've actually, on the 30th of August, they took her from Fremantle, as people say, up to Singapore for a multi-million dollar refit. And I thought, geez, it's not that old. You wouldn't have thought it would have needed it. But anyway, so in 4 months' time from then, they were launching some boutique expeditions to some of the world's most remote and untouched destinations. Now, you've got to remember, there's only 30 guests on board. There's this beautiful yacht, like it's a huge yacht, obviously motorised yacht, and led by a team of dedicated naturalist guides. But they're going to do areas like encounters with whale sharks, dragons and mystic cultures all around Dili, Timor-Leste, Bali and other parts of Indonesia and reverse. Also, they're going up into other parts of Indonesia called Raja Ampat, which is really quite a beautiful part. It's just so pristine. Going into West Papua and Ambon and Dili, Timor-Leste again, and also doing the wonders of the Indonesian archipelago. Just something really different for people that are looking, again, for that little bit of a different cruise where you're going to areas where only small vessels can get in. And I think down the bottom here somewhere,
yeah,
we've got to do one.
Somewhere.
Okay, Cassians have just come back from there anyway, but they have got at the moment Hurtigruten, or HX as they call themselves these days, a wonderful couple of itineraries in 2025 to go on an ecological discovery of a lifetime, like I've just done to the Galapagos Islands, and also including Machu Picchu. You have wonderful expert guides, and of course, you're getting into such rich biodiversity and, of course, ancient history of the Incas, and of course, all around that Machu Picchu. So, there's a couple of departures for 25, 26, and yeah, some of them are 14 days, another one's 12. So, some lovely holidays there. Again, just you will be, discounts are available until sold out. There you go. That's it.
That's the end of the pile. They're all in the outbox now. So, as always, a pleasure, Sally. Another Talking Travel next week. Who knows? You might even have a little bit more information on England and Europe travelling.
I'll try. I'll try and clarify it.
We'll see what we can come up with. Best of luck, by the way, if you are travelling to England after, what, November? November 1, you reckon?
I'm just saying November. I can't remember exactly, but I will come back to you with that for sure.
All right. We'll watch and learn a little bit more of that over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.